right. As always, guys, I'll go through the injury report real quick. Guys that didn't practice today, Mike Brazel, Kaluka Maeva, Darren McFadden, Denarius Moore, Jeremy Stewart, Usama Young, guys that were limited in practice, Tyvon Branch, Menelik Watson with an illness, Jason Hunter, Rashad Jennings with a concussion, and then Miles Burris with a toe. So, you know, guys got some time off. They got a chance to kind of regroup both mentally and physically. I thought we had a good practice today. I think we understand the challenge that's set forth in front of us. We got to go travel to the Eastern time zone and try to win a football game. And our guys understand that, and they're prepared for that and ready for that. So it'll be a tough football game. This is a team that we're playing that, you know, obviously has played really well on defense. They're really their catalyst for their defense really is their front seven. They do a great job of stopping the run. They're able to get after the passer. They got a multitude of looks that they have on defense that create some challenges for us offensively. You know, offensively, it's a football team. They're 10th in the league in rushing the football. So, you know, obviously it's going to start there. We're going to have to be able to stop the run defensively and be able to get off the field on third down. That'll be crucial for us. So, and we got to do some things in the kicking game to try to win the field position. So, they've got a good football team, and it'll be a challenge for us.
Darren, was it a hamstring issue again?
No, it's an ankle. Yeah, he actually, injured the ankle in the game the other day. It's more than what we initially, had thought. So he wasn't able to go today, and hopefully we'll be able to get him out there soon. But I don't know.
Does Tyvon look like he changed jerseys and he was back on offense? Is that just like we need a body kind of thing?
Yeah. Well, Tyvon's he's played running back for us here, so it's not something that's new to him. With Rashad's situation with the concussion, with Jeremy and Darren's situation, not knowing, what their status will be for game day, we gotta be prepared with the guys that we have to have somebody step up. And Tyvon's done a great job for us all year long on special teams. He's played at a Pro Bowl level, and so having a guy with that type of versatility that, can go over and play defense, but yet can be a guy that can get us some snaps on offense if need be. We'll be big for this game.
Where's Jennings in his steps?
Well, he's cleared a lot of the hurdles. He's still not totally, been cleared, but it's really going to be something that we're going to have to evaluate throughout the week and see if see if he's healthy enough to go this weekend. He's gotten better every day, so our hope is that he'll be good to go for Sunday.
Can you just talk about how big it is having Branch back?
Yeah, well, anytime you lose a player of Tyvon's ability and the way that he plays the game and that he stands for the things that we believe in here and the way that he, takes care of his business, that's a tough guy to replace. And so just getting him back out on the field, thought he moved around pretty well today. I'll go up and kind of look at the tape and see exactly where he's at. But just getting him back out on the field, I think it's a big boost to obviously to him, but to all of us.
I'm sure he wants to play, but what are really the chances? Is this something that he's definitely?
Well, if he's healthy enough to play, he'll play, and I think that's what we've got to do as we watch him practice this week and see, where he's at physically and can he go out and play at a high level in an NFL football game? If he can do that, he'll play.
Was his absence longer than you guys originally anticipated?
Probably a little bit, but you never know how those things are going to respond. He obviously had a significant injury. He was in here every day rehabbing it, and we felt like he was at a point now where we could get him out, start practicing, and really start evaluating him playing football. And when he shows that he can, that he can play the game of football and play it, at a level that we need him to play at, then he'll be ready to go.
Was it a bone fracture?
I don't know exactly what the, you know, I'm not a doctor, so I don't know. I mean, there was a couple of things, a couple of issues that he had, so.
Okay. How important, Dennis, is it to, you mentioned this last week, but to get Terrell in the mix as well, that way you know exactly what you have these last four games heading into the offseason?
Yeah, well, I mean, obviously you go into a game and you have a game plan, you have some things that you have, you know, designed to do within the game, and then really the game dictates a lot of times, you know, what you end up doing. You know, we'd like to see Terrell at some point again, and give him another opportunity and continue to evaluate him. And the biggest thing is we want to utilize the guys and do the things that we feel like gives us the best chance to have success. Offensively, defensively, in the kicking game. And if we feel like he gives us an advantage, then we'll try to use him.
How would you like to see Matt evolve? What's the next step you want to see him improve on?
Well, I mean, I think the biggest thing for Matt is to continue to go out there and learn from the mistakes. He made a couple of mistakes in the game the other day. You want to see him learn from that and not repeat the same mistakes. He's been pretty good as far as getting the ball out with timing, throwing the ball accurately. We've been able to get some explosive passes down the field. So, I just really want to see him continue because he's still a young player. I mean, unfortunately for us, both the quarterbacks really that we've played a majority of the season with are really relatively young at the position. So you want to see those guys continue to grow.
Use both Gerard and Nix. When Brizell went out, which way of direction would you go if Brizell can't play?
Yeah, well, Lucas Nix took the majority of the reps, at right guard today, so I kind of see us going in that direction.
Anything new with Denarius Morris, his situation or injury?
No, he's better. He's still not ready yet, so, again, those things take time, and hopefully they'll heal up quicker, when getting back out there.
Is there concern that either Stewart or McFadden could be with four games left longer term?
Well, I think anytime you have injuries at this point in the year, I mean, there's obviously that concern. Again, nobody has the crystal ball. You can't tell exactly when a guy is going to be well. So we'll go through the rehab process. We'll try to get him back out as quickly as we can, and we'll just go from there.
And Wilkerson, 10 sacks, I believe, and he's having a real strong year. Do you recall evaluating him when he came out for the draft? What kind of player?
Yeah. Well, he was a big physical player that had, for a guy his size, has exceptional athleticism. He's strong. When you watch him, they play him in a multitude of positions. I mean, they'll play him at end. They'll play him inside at nose. They change up where they put him, so it's hard to really identify exactly where he's going to be on every play. But he was a big physical athlete that, had some pass rush ability, but also had the ability to anchor against the run. So we thought he was a talented player when he came out, and obviously he's proven that right.
Do you see Geno Smith as a player playing with confidence, or do you see some hesitation in how he goes about it?
Well, listen, when you evaluate the whole season and you watch him throughout the whole year, there's been times where he's looked exceptional. And there's been times where, he looks like, a young player and he's made some young mistakes. I think we got to recognize that you don't draft a guy where he was taken without having ability. And so he's got ability, and we've got to take that into account. Hopefully we can give him some looks and give him some confusing looks, and maybe we can, maybe we can get a takeaway or something. But I think we got to respect that he's a talented player.
Your offense had a lot more success early than late in games. Have you looked at the scripted plays and trying to figure out what's going on there? Any analysis or things you guys are doing?
Well, I mean, you go through the process. I mean, you script a certain amount of plays, coming out, to start the game, and then you go into halftime and you kind of do the same thing. Our issue, from a team standpoint, is we haven't done as good a job on third down getting off the field defensively, so therefore we haven't had as many opportunities on offense. And then on offense, we haven't done as good a job of converting on third downs. Last week we were 7-9, I think it was, in the first half, and 0-4 in the second half. So that's really where – that's an area of emphasis that we got to do better at, because, if we're able to convert a few third downs on offense, we can keep drives alive, we can hold on to the ball a little bit longer, and conversely, defensively, if we're able to get off the field, we eliminate points, and we get our offense the ball back.